Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit So Daf Lamed Gimel in the Art School of Vador edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Vov, starting a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tanim Shem Gamliel Oimer, Af Mifayis Hu Odom Es Atzmoi Bilitro. Meaning, we learn that you're not supposed to use a scale on Yom Tov. So a person cannot divide on a scale and say, you take this piece, I take that piece. But once a person took a piece, he could come and measure it with a litro using a scale, so he'll know what he got. He now already divided it, so he's not splitting it based on the scale, but he wants to know what exactly he got that he's allowed to measure. Ke'ador Amano Zovon Cheruvin de Shmito. As you see, Romano, he bought Cheruvin of Shmito. Shmito also has a din that you're not supposed to use a scale to do Shmito, because you're not supposed to do Mekach u'Memkar, buying and selling with fruits of Shmito. Also, Shol Rav Chizkio. He came to ask Rav Chizkio, can you measure it? Can you put it on a scale? So that you do use the scale once you already took it. The butcher, his whole business is measuring and weighing meat, he should not go and check with his hands the weight of a meat, because his hand is like a scale. Because basically that's what he does for his business. But what he could do, he could cut with a knife, even though maybe he's an expert, and he knows exactly how to cut that should be evenly divided, but that's not considered to be so much uvdin dechoil, and that he could divide and give it to different people. Margili means to skin an animal from its legs. And the idea is that you skin the entire animal. It's one big piece of hide, which they use it for different purposes as one big piece. So then you're not allowed to do in Yom Tov, because it's tircha that you don't need in Yom Tov. You're not going to use it in Yom Tov. But loy b'chor, and loy b'choil, and you're not allowed to do it on the weekday, b'chor, for loy b'psula mugdashim. B'chor, which has gdusha, psula mugdashim, which means animals of hegdish, they got a blemish. You also have to treat them with respect, and you're not allowed to use them as the way you do it on a regular marketplace. So you also now do margilim, now let us skin the animal from its leg as in one shot. Omar avoin shiloy ke'oivit bo avoido b'chayov. The reason why you can't do it is because if you're giving the entire skin and using the entire skin, it looks like he's using the animal when it's alive, even though the animal is dead. But the skin is intact, so it looks like a full animal. So it's improper. It looks like he's using the kochim b'chayof. Omar, if you store bashun on gazualem shalo yuru oisom adorim adorim. It gives another reason. If you're going to allow them to skin the animal this way, people will keep many animals of kochim in order to have many skins, many hides. Because once you're starting to manufacture hides, you don't sell one hide, you sell many. So people are going to go on and not shecht each animal on its own, but they're going to grow adorim, you know, full herds of sulam gdoshim, and they'll come to takala of misusing these animals. Continues the Gemara with base, Omar Amano, Kol Amo Moidi Min Puach Shari. When they skin the hide, so there's two pe'ulos, two actions need to be done. One is to inflate it, put air into it, and the second one is to hit it, to do chavoto. So Min Puach, you're allowed to do, it's not too much of a work. The Michput, Reb Chiya Rabo, Reb Shimon Bar Ebi, Chad Amar Asur, Chad Amar Mutar. Chavoto is a second stage. It's something that maybe is not so clear that you could do on Yom Tov, which is so an easy job to do on Yom Tov. And different it's a machlokes. He says differently. He says chavoto, hitting the hide, everybody agrees is asur. Le Min Puach, to blow it in, to inflate it, Reb Chiya Rabo, Reb Shimon Bar Ebi, Chad Amar Asur, Chad Amar Mutar. So he says the machlokes regarding the inflating, not regarding the chavoto. Halacha Zayin Zok Demishto. Ein Mashchizim Es Hasakin. You're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. Aval Mesiyo Al Gabei Chaverto. You could sharpen in an unprofessional way where you scrape it one knife against the other. Lo Yoyimar Odom HaTabuch Mechor Li B'Diner Basar. One should not go to a butcher and say, give me a meat worth this and this amount of money. Because that's Mamash Mekach U'Memkar. Aval Shoychet V'Michalkim B'Neim. But the butcher can shecht it and divide it without mentioning any money. So Gemara Mashchiz the Sakin of Masiyah al Gabi Chaverto regarding the knives. Or Mavchizdo the Rav Yudah. That's Shita or Rav Yudah. The Rav Yudah is the one who's mat here. Machshiri Oichel Nefesh. He's allowed to do not only food, but also the preparation of food. And here you're preparing a knife, which is the preparation of food. So even though we said you could have to do it by scraping against another knife, that goes according to Rav Yudah. Or Rav Yudah b'Shem Shmuel Divrei Akoli. Everybody agrees with that. Kedei Lahavir Shamnunis She'aleo. The purpose of scraping one knife against the other is not to sharpen the knife. That's something you cannot do in Yom Tov. But if the purpose is to go and take away the fat from the knife. And then just like cleaning it, and that's something which is allowed to be done on Yom Tov, is not considered to be preparing Makhshiri or Yechel Nefesh. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo, Daf Lamed Gimel.